A scripture for this evening is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver their child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Our theme this week is finding your love in Christmas. That should be easy enough, shouldn't it, this time of year? I know it can be hard sometimes. We're overly busy, overworked, and starting in October, we're bombarded with dazzling and sentimental Christmas commercials, one after another, all claiming to be selling the true meaning of Christmas. Love itself, any time of year, is not especially easy. Love is a small word with huge implications. It means a lot to us. It calls for a lot from us. It seems we sometimes lose sight of God's great love for us as we go through life. And we make mistakes as we go along the way, and so we doubt if God can truly love us. Or maybe we've never really fully understood how much God loves us. And so, no, finding our love in Christmas is not always easy. A group of people asked the question to a group of 4 to 8 year olds, what does love mean? And their answers aren't too bad. They said, when my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her all the time, even when his hands got arthritis too. That's love. Another said, love is when your dog licks you in the face even after you left him home alone all day. Another said, love is what makes you smile when you're tired. Another said, love is what's in the room at Christmas, if you stop and listen, if you stop opening presents and listen. God took a risk sending Jesus to the world. He undoubtedly loved him with every fiber of his being, knew that the world would struggle to love him back, yet also knew that the world desperately needed a little love. And so a baby would be born, Christ the Lord, so that we may really know just how much God loves us. In direct contrast with all the glitz and fanfare of this season, we have the simple story of Mary and Joseph and the birth of their child. It's a story that seems to cut through all the noise and really tells us about this love we're looking for. Mary and Joseph don't ride in on a white horse or on a sleigh. They didn't stay at a palace or a 5-star hotel. They made their way to a little town called Bethlehem, and they were readily rejected, not readily welcome, but allowed just to stay in the place where the animals are fed. Mothers know well the love that goes into having a baby. Your body is essentially taken over, held hostage as somehow a tiny living thing grows inside of you, demanding nutrients. Mary, like any mother, waited nervously for the birth of her son. And like with any birth, it was surely not silent that night. Mary painfully gave birth to her baby boy. There were screams from the mother, from the baby. But then she lovingly wrapped the newborn in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, listening for his breathing, as any parent does. If Mary and Joseph are anything like us today, then they surely thought or even said out loud, I never knew I could love something so much. While Mary and Joseph made room for the baby in their little family, There was no guest room available for them in that little town, Bethlehem. And that seemed to be the pattern as Jesus carried out his ministry. There'd be no room for him among the religious people of his day. He was hated, rejected. He'd eventually be killed and buried in a borrowed tomb. I wonder if we would make room for him. I'm not sure. But even so, Jesus came as a sure sign of the love God has for us, not to demand acceptance, but to lovingly empty himself out on this earth, to give us his love and show us how along the way. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is asked what the greatest commandment is, and he responds, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "I have one commandment for you." He says it like it's easy. Just one command I leave you. But his one command is, "Love each other as I have loved you." Not so easy. When Jesus was born, he was laid in a manger, a feeding trough for animals, like he himself was food. Jesus, this same Jesus, would later go to his death to show the world just how much he loved us. But first, he would break bread with his disciples and say to them, "This is my body broken for you," like he himself was bread for this world. There's no greater love than that, to give himself for us and for those who would betray him and reject him. There's a story about a woman pulling up to a rundown hotel in a bad neighborhood. This well-dressed woman steps out of her nice car and runs into the hotel and asks at the front desk about a man staying there. She rushes to his room and pushes open to the door to find the man lying exhausted on the bed. The man was her husband. He had been born in a poor iron worker's family. He was unremarkable in his youth, squeaking into the state college where he met a girl from a wealthy family. Despite their differences, they became fast friends and then more than friends. Finally, he got the courage to seek her hand in marriage, and with joy she accepted. He proved to be acceptable to her family, and he did well in the family business. Despite success in the family business, he began to have doubts about himself, about whether he really belonged with her and her family, whether he deserved this success. His doubts about himself were complicated by a growing attachment to alcohol. He began a tragic slide that would cause him to conclude that everyone would just be better off without him. Eventually, he ended up sick and alone. Word of his problems had somehow gotten to the woman who was his wife, and she made the trip to find him there dying. Hugging the man, she repeated over and over, "I've always loved you, always loved you. Why couldn't you believe me?" It is sometimes hard to believe that God could love us as much as he does. If it weren't for this baby Jesus born for this world, we might never have known just how much God loves us. It's through this child that we really find this true love. He came to finally make us understand, to convince us of his love, to convince us that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus. One of the greatest theologians, Karl Barth, was asked to be a guest lecturer at the University of Chicago Divinity School. At the end of his lecture, the president of the seminary said that Dr. Barth was not feeling well and was quite tired, and though he thought that Dr. Barth would like to be open for questions, he shouldn't be expected to. Then he said, "Therefore, I will just ask one question on behalf of all of us." He turned to the great theologian and asked, "Of all the theological insights you have ever had, which do you consider the greatest?" was the perfect question for a man who had written tens of thousands of pages of some of the most sophisticated theology ever written. Students were ready with pen in hand, ready to take down the insights of this great theologian. And Karl Barth closed his tired eyes and thought for a minute. And then he smiled and opened his eyes and said to those young students, "The greatest theological insight I've ever had is this. Jesus loves me, this I know, or the Bible tells me so." We are lost without God's love in a noisy world that seeks to sell us what is not love. As we go about our lives, it's not always easy making room for God in our lives. So God sends Jesus to cut through the noise, the busyness, and troubles of this world, to give us his love and show us how. Don't buy what this world is selling. Instead, let's stop and listen. Learn to love as he loved and make room for him in our hearts and in our lives. That's when we can really know the great love our Lord has for us this season and always. Amen.